The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Earlier today we did a little stress quiz. No, it was emotional immaturity.
You busted your stress ball.
Emotional immaturity.
Right, emotional immaturity, and then the inability to admit when you were wrong. I was wrong about my guesses of the top commodities in Hawaii. What did I guess? Pineapple?
And coffee.
Nope. Beef. It's seeds, greenhouse nursery, sugar cane, macadamia nuts,
spam?
And then cattle.
Okay. Right.
No, spam.
No, they eat their own spam.
Right. Spam comes from Hormel in Austin, Minnesota, and many other locations, including Fremont, Nebraska.
Yeah.
But they do the best spam preparation in the state of Hawaii.
Yep. I'm still holding out. That's my rule. I'm going to try spam when I can have it
in
Hawaii.
Spam? Okay.
Never had it.
I'm surprised cattle is one of their biggest exports because it seems heavy to get out of there.
Planes can fly heavy things.
True.
I don't think it's an export.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, they probably eat a lot of beef within the island chain.
So a dude that won the lottery, equivalent of $50 million, blew through it before he died, 8 years. Now, he died of sepsis. I guess he wasn't planning on dying, but it wasn't like what
the sixth. No, he wasn't.
He knew he was dying, but he went through $50 million. But I read the article. He bought like part of a soccer team. Mm-hmm. He bought a bunch of cars and houses, but then his wife left him, or he left her, because he wanted some probably different tang, and she took half his money, looks like, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he definitely had a lot to do with it.
$25 million.
Yeah, yeah. But he won the equivalent of $50 million in British money or Scottish money or whatever they call it over there.
Euros. Mm-hmm.
Euros, yeah.
Yeah, they were married for nearly four decades, and she left him a year before he died.
I love the fact that they got divorced, and that was one reason, because he was out going,
Oh, he bought another horse?
Yeah, he started getting into racing horses. Horses are a ton of money.
Yeah, you can spend, you can spend a little money on a racehorse, or you can spend a lot of money on a racehorse.
Yeah, but when I read further into it, it wasn't $50 million in 8 years, probably $25 million in 8 years. Another $25 went to his wife, or whatever was left when they got divorced. Right?
Said he was spending $131,000 per week.
I like that.
That's about $20,000 a day.
Yeah. That can buy you a lot of stress balls.
Yeah, you probably
nice
need to
ones.
Spend more.
Okay, but it
grand
says,
a day.
I don't know how
the
lotteries
work. How would you spend
$20,000
a day?
How do the lotteries work over there? Because, you know, the lottery was $257 million. Do they have the cash option and the taxes?
Does whatever.
It's probably got to be similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you spend $20,000? If you had to spend not like $100,000, don't put it like a weekly. Don't do a weekly situation. Not $130,000 a week or like that. Somebody said you had to spend $20,000 a day, and not walk over and hand it to a charity,
and end up with nothing at the end.
No, I'm just saying, what would you spend? How would you spend $20,000 a day without giving it to other people?
Well, I'll find a way.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think what you.
It'd be fun to try.
Yeah, but I don't know how you would do it. I'm not talking about.
Well,
you cannot hand other people cash.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier to do it today shopping online.
Yeah, well, and here I'm flashing back to Ron White telling us when he had the private jet,
right?
$5,000-$6,000 just to fire it up and go somewhere. All right, we're hopping in the private jet every day. Where do you want to go? We could burn through $20,000 in a quick trip in the private jet.
Is that somewhere where they have those cocktails with little gold flakes in them?
Does that include the crew?
I think so. I think he said just, I mean, to...
Yeah, it was about $6,000 to fly somewhere, right?
For the crew and the fuel and everything, you know, if you wanted to go anywhere, $5,000-$6,000 was the starting
spot.
Okay,
so that's all expenses included.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm guessing if you go a longer
flight... I would go
to
where the weather, I mean, depending on what time of year it is, where's the best weather? Let's go there.
Daily.
For that day. Yep. For that day. Yeah, right. Where's next? Oh, it's going to be a little cloudy here tomorrow. Where's it really sunny at? Okay, we'll go there.
Yeah. I mean,
grand,
but if
most time you're going to be in Arizona, it's sunny there all the time.
If you
still,
were trying to spend $20,000 a day, if you had
a private
jet at your disposal, you could spend half of that $20,000 on the jet and still have $10,000 to go nuts with every day.
I'm getting that plane and I'm inviting y'all and we're going to chase the eclipse.
Yeah.
Coming up in April.
Whatever.
Right, yeah.
Or do something fun.
I feel like I am spending $20,000 a day when Amazon keeps showing up at the doorstep.
How pissed off the Amazon guy would be if you got $20,000 of stuff delivered to your house every day.
It's a lot of Gene Simmons Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking here at the list of cars that he got. Too, you see this? Yeah.
I don't know these cars.
A vintage Bentley, a Jag, a Mercedes-Benz E-Class. I mean, these are all...
really
cool cars.
Jags or Benz or... Okay.
Well, this guy, he bought a share at a soccer team. Like, they're just dividing all the money he spent over the amount of days.
But he did it.
Some days you might not get the cheese
for breakfast. I know, it was dividing
money.
I know. I just brought it down to when he said $20,000 a day, it averaged out.
That would be tough. I
would think you'd have to go, like I said, you can't hand somebody cash, but I think you'd probably just buy a $20,000 car and say, hey, here, nephew, here's a car. I mean, you would just do stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you had to spend it. Right.
See, I'm not a car guy.
It wouldn't all be selfish, but most of us would be selfish.
So I wouldn't indulge in expensive cars. I'm fine with what
Hookers.
I got. And
you'd buy a nicer truck than you got now.
Maybe.
But yes, see, here's the thing, Todd. You're not a car guy when you don't have $100 and however million. Like, if you get into that, if you have that kind of money at your disposal, I'm guessing you're going to get into some things that you're not into right now. You know?
Oh, yeah, you're going to buy $100,000. You're going to buy $100,000 SUV that you love.
I would probably buy several cars.
Yeah.
I think that would be my plan. I would buy a little condo in this place and then have a car waiting there.
And a full wardrobe.
Yeah. Oh, if you want $50 million,
sure.
I got it.
Okay. And just be able to pick up your one carry-on and go.
A full wardrobe of stress ball sweatshirts.
Yeah. You could use a new sweatshirt.
I would have a golf clubs and ski gear were appropriate in every little condo that I owned.
Yeah, like I say, so when you want to travel, you just got to pick up your one backpack and just get on the private plane.
Yeah,
you know,
backpack.
You don't have to take anything with you. It's all going to be there.
I wouldn't be in a condo though if I had $50 million.
If you had your own private plane, then you'd just have a closet full of clothes and you just drive to the airport, get on your plane.
Yeah, just keep the clothes on the plane.
And your clothes are already there.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah, your closet is on the plane.
Yeah.
You'd have extra stress balls.
Just or maybe
stress balls for days.
Well, or maybe more the high end stress balls that don't puke all over.
I would buy the best stress balls money could buy.
Yeah, you could go to a casino and go through that easily.
But
then you might win some.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I doubt it.
I'm still on the Brewster's Millions thought where you got to end up with nothing.
We're thinking of Brewster's Millions, right? Yeah, you might win, but you might not. Yeah.
The surprising part to me in this story is the guy died of kidney failure. I would assume that after you get that kind of money, liver failure would be what kills you.
Well, with sepsis and everything. He did. If you look at the guy, he's a big, fat, 72-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's not in good shape.
Right. Maybe spend some of that money on healthy stuff.
Yeah, a personal
I can see
trainer.
Why he left his wife, though. There's a picture of her, too, by the way.
Maybe spend it on
He ain't a piece of ass.
Neither of them are
doesn't
real
matter,
prizes.
Doesn't matter. He's a piece of ass. But he could be a bigger piece of ass with that kind of money, you know?
Maybe spend it on a checkup every once in a while.
Yeah. Maybe get a treadmill.
He had 8 good years. He had 8 good years, man.
Those are the best 8 years of his life.
He went nuts, man.
I don't know
spend
what
that stuff.
Health care is like in Scotland. Do they get the free health care over
I'm
there?
I'm sure they do.
Probably. Most
really
of the,
Western
most of the other normal countries do.
Yeah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of people, you know, we did the story about going to Europe and coming back, not weighing as much. I don't think that happens if you visit Scotland.
No, is haggis fattening?
I think so. It's all intestine, isn't it?
I have no idea what they eat.
Just all intestine.
I don't know what they eat in Scotland.
Yeah, I remember my father-in-law.
Well, that's where it doesn't seem as healthy as the Mediterranean fare.
My mother-in-law and father-in-law went on a trip in Germany years ago, and my father-in-law had to go to the hospital for something, and they were worried about...
In Germany?
In Germany.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they were worried about, you know, oh, this, how's insurance going to work, and this, we're an international country. And they said, well, you owe us $43. You're good. I mean, it was something.
We can't do that here. Not the richest country in the world. How can we do that?
No, yeah, it's impossible.
How do we help the citizens?
I might be off on the number, but it was a ridiculously low number where they just went, here you go. Well, I got that in my wallet.
Cut into the profits of the job-creating hospitals. Can't do
hospitals
that.
Would still be around, Todd. They wouldn't be for profit, though. You're right. You're right. Doctors would still make a lot of money. Everybody would be a little healthier. We'd all have health care. You know, it's just normal stuff that they should help people out with. But, you know,
libtards.
But keep out against your own interests, and that'll never happen.
Yeah, well, but I've always said that's where this country took a bad turn. When you started making money off the backs of sick people and, you know, and the whole student loan
and
thing.
And half the politicians.
You're making
politicians.
Money off the backs of kids who want to better themselves. What a bunch of pukes.
Yep.
Pukes. Oh.
Are you looking at this picture that Matthew sent us of the sushi spam roll?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm looking at
Don't
the picture
so mean,
of,
Todd. You would call him pukes.
Yeah, you pukes. I like that.
Oh, we'll have a meeting about that.
About pukes?
You don't call people pukes. No.
What's a sushi spam roll?
Look at the
spam instead of fish.
I don't like any sushi unless it's got seafood. There's vegetable sushi. Makes no sense to me.
This is like
sushi
a pat.
Sushi is seafood, for Christ's
sake. It's
Christ
a pat of rice with a big... spam patty on top of it, then wrapped in seaweed like you would see
I'd eat that, but it's not sushi. It's because it's not fish.
Well, I mean, sushi's used in quotes. You know?
I know, but
it looks really good.
I've had spam.
I'd try it.
Yeah, I had spam cans laying around the house when I was a kid, man.
On a stack of rice.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the $20,000 a day doing that.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, you could go see any concert in the world anywhere you wanted. Take your plane, get the suite.
That would be
guess
fun.
What you can't see now, though, Nick.
Kiss. Well, you got to wait until 2027 for the avatars.
Yeah, you could be at the first Avatar show.
Oh, you'd be at all of them.
Yeah.
That but there might suck. Be more than one a night, they say.
Yeah, but then you got to create your own avatar so you can go see your robots at the other show.
We know where Nick would waste his money. On making an avatar himself to go see Avatar Kiss.
Can you install a Kiss pinball machine?
Put a research team on that.
Can you put the pinball machine on the private plane?
But you could.
He's living it up. It would tilt a lot.
Yeah, you'd go on tilt quite a lot, I would say.
That's fine. Exactly.
You could probably set it on some kind of leveler.
Yep.
There's got to be a device that keeps it all level.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as they figure that out first and then put those same engineers on the robot and you're set.
All right. So we're all about curing cancer here, aren't we?
Yeah. We want the important stuff.
I want my pinball machine to be on a leveler on my private jet.
Yeah.
I'll
take the call that you're done on my lazy river.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to do the private plane jumping from city to city, that would kind of be a good North Star. Like, where's the
all
next
right, well,
great
this,
concert?
This leads in this next picture. This is why you don't give away lottery tickets to people.
Where's the next meteor shower?
No, something cool.
I'd love to see the Northern Lights.
Aurora viewing. I'd just chase all over. And, you know, maybe a concert or two.
Todd would fly in the tornadoes just to see one. Say, cool, look at that. That house has exploded.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, I'd get one of them private hurricane planes so we can duck into the eye of a hurricane. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Those are probably expensive.
A Maryland mother received a scratch-off lottery ticket as a Christmas stuffing, and she got $100,000. Now, if you give it to your mom, that's cool. But if you're giving those away to, like, you know, like, random people give those away sometimes to random people.
Yep.
And I saw somewhere where a guy, a couple weeks back, where some guy gave somebody a ticket, and it was a bunch, and then he tried to sue her for half of it. You know,
that's lame.
Like it was like a waitress situation. I'm not sure if I was where was that.
Well, that's a good call to take, right there. You, Have you ever given away a lottery ticket and somebody won something out of it? Not even a significant amount. And
this I don't care if they win 10, 20 bucks, but if somebody won $100, how about a little something for the effort?
$100, you'd ask for a cut?
This is your mom.
It's $100,000.
Let's not say it's your mom. Yeah. Say,
let's say it's a client. You gave some to a client or something like that. And you won $100. Yeah, you take that guy out for a drink or something.
No, I mean $100,000.
$100,000.
This is $100,000, man.
You said if you gave one and they won $100, you'd want a cut.
$100,000.
No. I'm at $100,000.
$100,000. I'd take him out for a couple of drinks.
I was gonna say I thought you were a super cheap ass.
Say it's $100,000 clear. Help with the taxes. It's $100,000. You made clear.
Yeah, the guy that gave you
that ticket as a gift, a friend, whatever. Do you hand that guy $10,000 or not?
Maybe.
Nah,
I do.
Maybe
I do.
Not that much.
$1,000 to $5,000, you tip them.
$1,000 to $5,000, I could maybe adjust. If I got $100 clear and somebody gave it to me as a gift, I could see $1,000 to $5,000. That's probably my limit.
You just hand over cash? You wouldn't go shop for something thoughtful?
No, cash.
No, you give me cash.
They probably just want the cash.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no, I would search for something that they might not spend that kind of money on themselves and
I'd
give them that.
$10,000 on a stress ball for you, Todd.
And
say, you
right. And that person would put it on eBay and then take the money and pay their bills.
You're right. I'd give them cash.
Yeah.
I don't think, see, one and five is two different things. I'm giving them five then, puss. Not one.
I'm not going to 10, though. If I win $100,000, I'm not giving them 10. I'm going to give them five at the outside.
This is under the premise.
How about this?
Yeah, we're netting.
Me and Todd, we'll tip you guys a little bit of cash over Christmas.
We're netting $100,000.
And you
this
do the
example.
Right thing. You just thank us a lot. And that's very cool. But say if I gave you a lottery ticket, and I would want $10,000 from you, by the way, because I know that I want you to enjoy the $100,000. But would you feel obligated to give me $10,000 if I gave you a
I wouldn't feel obligated to tell you that I won it.
Right.
I would keep that crap to myself.
All right, no lottery tickets since Christmas.
Yeah. You're one of the few people I would not feel obligated to give anything to.
Bingo. Exactly right.
All right, well, screw you guys.
Yeah.
It's cash from here on out now.
There's also that call. Somebody gave you a lottery ticket. It was a good one. You cashed it in, and you didn't tell the
I'm
person
just not telling them.
Who gave you the lottery ticket.
I'm especially not going to tell them if they're already on record as saying, I want a piece of that, Tyler.
Right. Then it's, where'd you get the CD player?
Well, that's why I don't give away lottery tickets. Because that'd be the one. Come on, nobody wins. We don't win. I do scratch offs once in a while. But if I end up buying one and gave it away, I mean, that's my luck. I gave away. Yeah. You know.
I've seen those in like a white elephant situation. You know, bring a $20 gift and it's like $20 worth of scratch off.
That sounds like
would
what
you
this
give
was.
The person that brought that a cut?
The last time I did that, my dad's dad was. You know, in the late 80s, maybe even early 90s at that point, and he loved scratch-off tickets. So all the family would buy him stuff like that. But I wanted him to win.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you could be like Katie. That's often, you know, Grandma used to slip in a $5 check in your birthday card.
Yeah.
Sometimes Grandma gives you a scratch ticket.
Yeah.
That's a Grandma gift right there.
Mm-hmm. Then you're not telling Grandma you want either, though.
Oh, no.
You
know?
Oh, you could conceal winning $100,000.
Oh, easily push. You could.
You could conceal that.
You could conceal it easily. Right.
Yep.
You're probably just paying bills with it, you know.
Yep.
Or paying something off with it.
Right. Keeping it to myself.
So I'm not gonna no more light. I'm screw you guys then. Give you cash then.
Damn, that's fine. Yeah. Oh no.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.